Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom biex xewqa' tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.
And Theme from a Summer Place allows me, Mike Roberts, to welcome you to the 10th program in this third series of Malta Memories, where we look at times past during the years 1982 to 1989 for those memories created by the ordinary people and, in the main, the ordinary events, linked as always to the popular music of those years. This week we conclude the year by exploring the final 6 months of 1985, during which a very popular music group in the 80s, and who I have not yet featured, the Eurythmics, brought us this. Eurythmics from 1985 and There Must Be an Angel, with just a little bit of help from Stevie Wonder on mouth organ. As July began, the news from Malta's International Trade Fair was that the principal theme for the Malta Pavilion this year would be youth. But it was people who were dominating much of the early July news. Violinist Lydia Mikhalev of Gzira returned from Moscow, having graduated from the Moscow Conservatory, to which she had won a scholarship some years previously. Her return was not only marked by her 2 degrees, but also by her new Costa Rican husband, Fernando Sanchez Trejos, whom she had met while studying in the USSR. Antoinette Bugea Caruana exhibited over 80 of her artworks in oil at St. Paul's Parish Museum, Rabat. And 25-year-old Rose Atsapardi won the award Slimmer of the Year by shedding a remarkable 62 kilograms. That's 9 stone 5 pounds, having started at 150 kilograms. She achieved this in just 9 months and said she owed her success to a calorie-controlled diet, regular graded exercise, and constant encouragement and support from her Keep Fit teacher. The month ended with 2 contrasting news items. The Sunday Times computer supplement declared that the IT age was now well and truly established in Malta. And, in the ongoing Grand Harbour clearing project, the double bottom of the motor vessel Talbot was raised from the seabed at Crucifix Wharf, having been scuttled, loaded with ammunition, on March 26, 1942, following a bomb hit during an enemy air raid. And on the popular music scene, August 1st saw the American rock group Starship launch its debut single, We Built This City, and saw it quickly make the charts in both the US and the UK.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Starship and their 1985 chart hit, We Built This City. Music of a different sort, the sort being provided by the St. Julian's Choir, enabled them to be the first Maltese choir to be selected to travel to Vienna at the start of a musical tour. Their first concert was of Maltese Baroque music, following which they moved on to the Salzburg Festival. Staying with music, but this time on home ground, Valletta's King's Own Band marched in the capital and received a trophy from Malta's president, who took the salute at the palace. The Times newspaper celebrated its 50th birthday, and in a separate presentation to mark that occasion, the Phoenicia Hotel presented the Times with a bronze memento depicting a Phoenician galleon flanked by two dolphins. The Coral Reef restaurant was the venue for 370 members of the island's Chamber of Commerce and their guests attending the second alfresco dinner organised by the Chamber's Management Committee. And a position of responsibility that had been vacant for over a year was finally filled when 31-year-old Laurie Appap of Victoria was appointed Gozo manager of the Gozo Channel Company. The Miss Malta competition was launched with some 60 contestants scheduled to take part, preparatory to the winner competing for the coveted Miss World title. A shortage of blood caused the Floriana Blood Bank to launch an urgent appeal for donors. In a letter to the press, a correspondent with the pseudonym Good Faith called for the employment of beach wardens to ensure that certain laws were adhered to and that public order, cleanliness and decency aspects as well were observed. And as Malta's president led a delegation on a visit to China, the singer Percy Sledge featured on an album of love songs with his 1985 recording, When a Man Loves a Woman. Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman. I think perhaps that recording should carry a health warning for all wearers of deaf aids. This recording could damage your earpiece. Returning to the news of the day, the first celebratory occasion at the newly opened La Vigna restaurant in Sleamus Teeny Street was when the owner, Mark Vella Tomlin, organised a get-together of family and friends to celebrate his parents' 34th wedding anniversary. And it's a news item that reminds me personally of many a meal my wife and I enjoyed at La Vigna in subsequent years. Knights of Malta commemorated the dead of the great siege of 1565 with Mass at St John's Co-Cathedral and with wreath layings on the tombs of Grand Master Valette and other knights at the foot of the Grand Siege Monument. Malta and Italy lifted restrictions in force since the previous October on travel currency and imports. In sport, Valletta United Findus were being hailed as the new kings of water polo. And as September was drawing to a close, the deaths of two Maltese personalities were recorded. The passing of Mr. S.L. Mizzi, a leading personality in Malta's motor vehicle business, prompted a correspondent of the press to recall that in June 1927, when the Duke and Duchess of York, later to become the King and Queen, visited the island, it was Mr. Mizzi who provided a Hudson car, number 313A, for their use. And a silver plaque on its dashboard today records the event and the details. And Major Anthony Aquilina, probably Malta's foremost band conductor and composer, died on Saturday, 21st September 1985. He had joined the Malta Artillery in his teens, became its bandmaster, and following retirement, its honorary band president. The month closed with the official ending of summertime as clocks were put back by 1 hour and the weather picture was described as misty at first, sunny periods later, visibility moderate to good, wind light, sea slight, and a maximum temperature of 28 degrees centigrade. And Gordon Ashak, never out of the news for long, continued his unassailable role as Malta's leading tennis player when he won the Autumn Singles Championship. 1985 saw the release of a superb compilation album of 13 songs from Barbara Dixon, from which I've chosen one that I'm sure many of you will recall. You Send Me.
Thank you. you do.
You Send Me, from the 1985 compilation album Barbara Dixon Gold. As Malta's foreign minister left for New York, where he was to address the General Assembly of the United Nations, the band of the armed forces, watched by hundreds of spectators, presented a 40-minute display on Palace Square. And amongst a wide repertoire was the theme music from the popular TV series of the time, Dynasty. The island's unemployment situation continued to be the focus of much political debate and press coverage. Directed by Frederick Tester, the MADC's production at the Manuel Theatre was What the Butler Saw. And the Anglo-Maltese League, founded by Alex Kekuti, MBE, on October 13, 1935, celebrated its Golden Jubilee. 19-year-old Christina Appap Bologna of Mdina was elected Miss Malta 1985. The continuing success of former Maltese and their descendants living abroad saw Frank Pavia, the son of migrants to the town of Livonia, Michigan, in the United States, receive the 1985 Presidential Award for Excellence in Science and Mathematics, Teaching. And another success story was being declared with the headline, Malta's Greatest Sportsman, as the news spread from Blackpool, England, that Paul Mifsud had won the World Amateur Snooker Championship, as well as making history by becoming the first man to have won both the billiards and snooker world titles. The news that Christmas was on its way seemed to be recorded earlier this year when the Times Christmas supplement arrived in the first days of December, followed by the news that the 1985 pantomime at the Manuel would be Robinson Crusoe. Stanley Warne of Albert Town represented Malta in the World Dance Championships at London's Hippodrome. Austin Gallia again displayed his static artistic crib at Attard with the statuettes handmade by well-known Maltese artist Rushar Zamit. A final Christmas news item was of super Christmas party provided at the Phoenicia Hotel for the young members of the British Airways Flight Riders Club in Malta. As the year neared its close, films showing on Malta's TV networks during Christmas week were Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron in An American in Paris, and another Gene Kelly classic, this time with Sid Charisse, Singing in the Rain. And looking ahead to January 1, 1986, it was announced that the Malta government's milk marketing undertaking, the MMU that I knew so well and where I bought many a pint from its outlet in Teeny Street, Sleema, during my years of residence, was to go commercial on that date. Another sign of the ever-changing times. And so to my last music piece for 1985, taken from an album by Tears for Fears, an English group comprising Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith, an album that achieved number one on the US Billboard 200, and the track I've chosen reached the top position on the US Billboard 100, going on later to win the Brit Award for Best British Single. Here is Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Welcome to your
tears for fears, and everybody wants to rule the world. That's it, folks, until next week, when I shall explore the first half of 1986 via people, events, and music. But before I leave you, those important contact details. Listeners online, direct to me by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, of course, it's care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you missed or listen again, then just go to webcasts. They're all there at the tap of a finger or the click of a mouse. And oh yes, next week I'll tell you about some important future listener dedications. Samuel joins me in wishing you all good listening. In the meantime, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba tal-Corinthia Group of Companies.